Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Hello, 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 and welcome back here to CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Vivian, and we are broadcasting here on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. And you can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and you can also listen to our podcast. And we also stream online on cjsf.ca. And welcome back here to Speak Up. My name is Vivian, and welcome back here on this rainy Tuesday morning. I hope you had a great long weekend. I did. I went skiing twice and had a nice Easter Sunday with a very, very good dinner. And I went hiking yesterday and ice bathing. So I hope you had a nice weekend too and could enjoy some free time. Maybe you could go outside or just enjoy the free days you had here Friday and Monday. And yeah, I hope you had a good start in this short week. For me, it's a short week because Friday I will go to Seattle. So I have a day off and I'm super, super, super excited. And I hope you are excited for the weekend too. And I hope that the weather is going to be better because it doesn't look good. I mean, it's really rainy. I had to dig up my umbrella again and had to dress up very warm because it's cold outside, it's rainy, it's dark, and I don't know, I'm kind of in a winter mood again. I was in a total summer mood, so I was like really enjoying the summer and the sun that came out the last few weeks, and now it's raining again, and when I look on the forecast, it doesn't look good. But before I'm going to tell you more about the weather and what today's show is about, because today's show is going to be very interesting, also a little bit sad, but also very, very fun, and I hope you can enjoy that. And before that, are we going to jump into a song that kind of fits to today's weather? It's called Raindrops by Under the Rock, and it's kind of an indie song that I found recently, and it's pretty cool. And after that, we will listen to Child with Bon Voyage. I love Child. He's a Canadian artist, and I love his music. I have so many songs that are on my playlist that are made by him. So I really like him. I hope you can enjoy him too. And then I'm going to introduce what's going on with the world today, with the weather today, and today's topic. But before that, this is Raindrops by Under the Rock.
Dressed like raindrops on a body bag, like Thanksgiving with your family at a Denny's, a wishing well full of pennies, when your mother swears she's finally getting clean. Like I'm when I'm walking, there's something I do to clear my mind. Between the power lines and smokestacks, by the homeless camp or wood shacks, with graffiti that said it'll be alright. The book I had the day you passed away. stars knew, like the teeth in the mouth of a shark. When I go, I'll think bury me under the rug in a room in a roadside motel. When I go, I hope. Everybody out here on the same plan. Baby, we just out here levitating.
Child with Bon Voyage. And I hope you had a good start in today's Speak Up show. And I'm back here with the weather and with some sad news, unfortunately. But first of all, let's start with the weather. So today it is cloudy, rainy, and 6 degrees. Tomorrow, so April 12th, it's going to be 10 degrees. It feels like 9 degrees. At night, it's going to be 2 degrees. And we will have some sun with a little bit of clouds, but it's mainly sunny. And on Thursday, it's going to be cloudy with showers, 9 degrees. And at night, 2 degrees again. On Friday, it is cloudy with sunny breaks. I hope for some sun because I will go to Seattle, and that's why I hope for some sun. So hopefully, yeah, I have hope. And yeah, hopefully we'll get some sun here and in Seattle. And at night, it's going to be 5 degrees. Saturday, we will have light rain and 11 degrees. And at night, 6 degrees. On Sunday, it's going to be heavy rain with clouds and 9 degrees. At night, we have 5 degrees again. And on Monday, so April 17th, it's going to be, yeah, it will rain again and some heavy clouds, and it's going to be a little bit dark, and we have 9 degrees again, and at night we have 4 degrees. And next Tuesday, so 1 week ahead, we will have some light rain and 10 degrees, and at night it will be 4 degrees. So much about the weather. And yeah, I don't know, like today's weather kind of fits to our today's topic, because our today's topic is going to be about football. And if you are a student here or a professor, you might have heard about it. If not, yeah, I'm going to share the news. So the president announced last week, so I think last Tuesday, he announced that the SFU varsity football program comes to an end. Unfortunately, I'm really, really sad about that, because I've watched a football game last year in December or end of November, and it was so much fun, and the team played really well, and they won, and it was such a good game and a good vibe, and everybody was vibing and had a good time. So I'm really sad, and I also interviewed the football players and the coaches last weekend about the spring ball. So they always, like, every year they have a spring ball, and it's kind of a, yeah, like a camp. So the whole spring they're going to work out and train together on the techniques, on their skills, and yeah, on team building. And yeah, this was the last game, so the players played against each other. They formed two teams, and they played against each other to kind of, yeah, see where they are and how the skills are and what they should work on. And it was a good game. We had good weather. We had sun. Everybody was in a good mood. And then 2 days later, no, 3 days later, the president of SFU announced that the varsity football program comes on. And I'm really, really sad. And hopefully I get Coach Mike, so the head coach of the SFU football team, hopefully I get him on air again to talk about it a little bit, because it is really sad news. I would like to read the president's statement that he made last Tuesday. So every player and every coach heard about it last Tuesday, as well as all of the other SFU students and members, and we were shocked and really, really sad about it. So this is the SFU president's statement. Dear SFU community, I'm saddened to share that we are announcing the end of SFU varsity football program. Simon Fraser University is incredibly proud of our long football history, student athletes, coaches, and alumni. This is a difficult decision, and not only taken lightly. With the recent announcement that the team has not been invited to continue in the Lone Star Conference, so the league they played in last season, we do not have a conference to play in beginning in 2024. The ongoing uncertainty creates an unacceptable experience for students. The university has carefully considered all available options, and as leadership team, we concluded that football is no longer a feasible sport of for SFU. So no football team at all. Really, really sad, especially for the players that kind of that depend on the program and the scholarship, but they will find solutions. So here's the rest of the statement. We made this decision not to give students time to make other plans for their athletic careers if they choose so. All students impacted are being supported with one-on-one guidance regarding next steps. We will support football athletes who want to explore options outside of SFU, and will honor athletic scholarship commitments for those who chose to remain at SFU and meet likely requirements for the 2023-2024 school year. SFU is Canada's only NCAA team. We are committed to excelling in the NCAA Division II in 18 varsity sports with more than 300 student athletes. In recognition of this loss to the SFU community, the SFU Athletic Awards and Hall of Fame banquet scheduled for April 5th has been postponed until the fall. SFU Athletics will engage with the SFU football community on how best to celebrate more than 50 years of history in this sport. More details will be shared at a later date. Thank you to everyone who has been part of our football legacy. We are so grateful for everything you have contributed to the university, both on and off the field. Sincerely, Joy Johnson. So the SFU president. That was the president that the... that was a statement that the president of SFU made last Tuesday, and everybody was shocked about it. I was really, really sad when I heard about it. And also because I did these interviews with the players and kind of leaves a bitter taste in your mouth because I interviewed them and they were all really, really excited for the new season. They were really hardworking. They worked on themselves, worked on their skills, worked on team building. They recruited new players and the coaches were excited and had hope for the next season. I mean, the last season wasn't the best season for the SFU football team, but they played well and they worked on themselves. And yeah, everybody's really sad about it. So hopefully you find a solution. Hopefully every player out there, you're amazing. And I had so much fun last weekend at spring ball. And yeah, I was debating with myself, should I play the interviews? Should I not play the interviews? Because I was planning to do or to host a show about the SFU football or spring ball today. And then the news came out last Tuesday, and yeah, everybody was shocked. And I was thinking, okay, I would like to give them one last presence here on CJSF and to honor them and their team and what they did so far and what they achieved, and that they're an amazing team, and yeah, that they're a good team, and that's a huge loss for SFU, and yeah, that everybody is standing behind the team and try to support them. So that's why I would like to play these interviews I did last weekend with the coaches and the players. But before we're going to listen to the interviews, I would like to play one last song. So I know that Coach Regal, Mike Regal, the head coach, likes Jay-Z. So that's why I would like to play a song in honor of Mike Regal and, yeah, to honor him and his team and what they achieved so far. This is Jay-Z with a song Cry, the instrumental version, because the coach likes the instrumental version and that's why I would like to play this. So please enjoy Jay-Z with song Cry.
Sounds like a love song. Sounds like a love song. Yeah.
Jay-Z with Song Cry, the instrumental version. And now we are going to listen to the interviews I did with the coaches of the SFU football team. And then we're going to jump right into the, spring ball interviews I did with the players and one coach last Saturday, like 2 weeks ago. So, yeah. I think beginning of April, I did with the players after the spring ball. But first of all, we're going to listen to an interview I did with the coach Samuel Richards and Eric Taylor. So Samuel Richards is the special teams coordinator and Eric Taylor is the offensive coordinator and quarterbacks. And we're going to listen to it right now. So please enjoy the interview with the coaches. And then I'm going to introduce you to the interview that I did with the players last Saturday doing spring ball. But first of all, enjoy the interviews with the coaches.
First of all, who are you and what are you doing here at SFU?
Coach Samuel Richard. I'm a special team coordinator here. I'm from Quebec City, so English is my second language. Mm-hmm. I also assist with the safeties on defense.
Okay, and came here together to talk about spring ball, which is tomorrow. So what is spring ball?
Well, it's the last practice of like a spring camp, which means it's kind of the evaluation for us coaches to see where we at as a team, as how much or how fast our team's progress, stuff like that. Evaluate mostly, and obviously have fun, because I mean, playing 11 on 11 is always fun, I'd say.
And how did you get prepared for a spring ball?
That's a lot of resource as a staff meet. Obviously start with recruiting, so recruiting players from years to years on like a daily basis, to then I guess build up each of our system. Defensive coordinator is also building his part. Eric is building the offensive part, and I'm doing everything that's concerning the kicking game, which with our head coach, Coach Mike Riggs. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, and you already said it, so spring ball is for recruiting. How, like, do you recruit people there too?
We for sure invite people to come to showcase what we have to offer as a program, to get them more like used to who we are, what we're doing, how we are as a coaching staff, because the human part is always important in making a decision for a commitment for a couple of years for those guys. That's pretty much it, I guess. Obviously they'll have a tour of like our installation with Christy, which is one of our assistants, but that's it.
And how did you get involved with football?
I used to play when I was, I started in high school, and when I went on to play CJEP in Quebec, because we have to go to CJEP, and then university at Bishop, I played 3 years. When I finished playing, the coaches thought that I would be a good coach, so they invite me to be a graduate assistant, which I embrace, and here I am, a couple years later.
Nice. And do you have a tip for someone that wants to start playing football or is thinking about going to university football? Do you have any tips?
Well, first, reach out. Like, there's always, there's a ton of doors open. Twitter, Instagram, there's always information. You can send email, everything, depending with who and what team you want to get involved, obviously. But, I mean, just jump into it. Sports is the best way, to me, to stay in school and be motivated to get to, like, to do better with your life. So, and as long as you're with us, you need, well, with any team, you need some, your GPA to be high enough to play. You need to pass class. So if you're someone that needs more motivation to be great, well, then there you have it.
And the preparation for the new season started already, right?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what the spring camp is, so we can know, identify where we are as a team, and then keep on working during those recruiting months. Obviously, after spring camp, it's a little bit more on recruiting, but we'll still all build our system, make sure that once we're back in August, that we have something solid for the guys to be ready.
Mm-hmm. And how would you rate your last season, and what did you learn from the last season?
It's my first year here, it might be more of a question for Coach Taylor, but like, obviously, I imagine we learned that it's an ongoing process. They had, from what I've seen, because I've studied it a little bit, they worked hard and everything. They got in some game that it was tight and everything. So again, it's a process. We're trying to get better every day. So that's a little bit what we want to be reflected in our season. So it's not directly a result base for me. Sadly, that's what it is on in the journal. They post win or lose, but again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when does the new season start?
It's the first game is going to be the first weekend of September, I think.
And how are you preparing for the new season?
It's a lot of film analysis. Adult is what we use here, so that's pretty much doing video. Obviously, meetings with the guys we have, getting better technically. For some guys, I'm thinking about more specialists, because that's more the guys I'm handling, the guys that are kicking, long snapping, and all that stuff. So for them, more technique. Again, it's repetition. Mm-hmm. It's like a little bit of anything. The more you work at it, the better you'll be. So
yeah,
that's pretty much it.
And is there anything that you would like to add as we almost close out here?
Come cheer us up when September comes, and we'll try to do our part on the field for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And my very last question is, why did you choose football? And why is it so important to you?
I do think it's the ultimate sport, because even if you have one real good athlete out of your 11 guys that are on the field, it's impossible to be good enough to make the difference at this level compared to other sports where one guy can make you win championship. Also, everything that it bring you that you could translate to your everyday life after, that's big for me. We're not only building football player, we're building better men. So for them to go on and be, again, great at life, good husband, and good citizen, that's what I guess keep me in the